Good morning. And welcome. Welcome online. Good to have everybody here today. How many of you have come to hear a word from the Lord? Good. Good, because we got one. We're going to talk to you today about the more excellent way. Or as Paul said, I'll show you a more excellent way. We've been talking a lot about, well, many things. We did three recordings on the Tree of Life. How many of you remember that? And when we talked about the Tree of Life, we talked a lot about wisdom and understanding. And on the Tree of Life, there's 12 manner of fruits. And we talked about the love, the joy, the peace, many, many things. And I've talked to you pretty much everything I know of in the Bible. Wisdom is a principal thing. And wisdom is very important, isn't it? The scriptures teach us to get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding also. And we talk about mercy and truth. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Talk to you about faith and grace. We're saved by grace through faith. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But when we got done with the teaching on the Tree of Life and talking so much about wisdom and understanding the importance of it, we did a recording that took us to the next level. Do you remember what that was? It was love. We talked about love. And in the King James translation, when we're talking about the greatest love that there is, it uses the word charity. And so we're going to talk to you a little bit about those things here today. But let me just ask you a question real quick. Let me get things kicked off like this. How many of you have ever told the Lord, I love you? And when I say that, did you do it in prayer? Have you ever done it in song? Have you done it in praise and worship? I listened, and I knew it was going to happen when Jen led us today. She emceed the service. When she prayed, she said, we love you, Lord, twice, if not three times. Did you know that there is nowhere in Scripture that an individual talked to the Lord and said, I love you? Can anybody think of one? Walker, read that Psalms 18. This is the closest you get. Now, you might find one. If you do, I'll recant my statement. But let me, before Walker reads this, let me say this. There is nobody in this building that has told the Lord, I love you more than me. I tell him every single day, I love you. In my prayers, in my thoughts, in my heart, in my mind. But there's a very specific reason that I'm bringing this to your attention. Also, how many of you, when you leave the house, let's say with your spouse or even your children or wherever, and you go out for the day, one of the last things you say to them is, I love you. I do too. We do it all the time. I remember growing up as a young man, there were certain things. There was a lot of us. We had a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, and there was 9 kids and mom and dad. So we shared rooms. And you'd say things to each other before bed, you know, the good night, or funny, we didn't go to church, but we'd say your prayers. And one of the biggest things we'd say is, hey, good night, I love you. Last thing before you go to sleep, right? Now, sometimes do you think that can just become a habit? What I'm going to show you here today is so awesome. The more excellent way. Even though there was not an individual in the Bible that specifically said, I love you, Lord, or I love you, God, they showed it. John said, love not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So God shows his love to you in action. Do we do that with one another? Or sometimes are we just haphazardly using words? Is love just a word to us, or is it more than that? Because I guarantee you, after I'm done here today, it's going to be more than that for you here. Walker, let's hear that scripture.
Psalms 18:1 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength.
Psalms, what is it, 118?
18:1.
18:1. I will love you, Lord, my strength. So that's the closest that I know of. Now, there's many times God told Israel, I have loved Israel, my son. David was beloved of the Lord. John talks about the beloved. Many times the scriptures talk about individuals that love the Lord. How did they love the Lord? How did they get that testimony that they love the Lord? We'll answer all those things here today, okay? Go with me to Matthew 22. And we're going to read the great commandment. We'll start in verse 34. If you want to, if you'd rather listen along, that's even better probably. But there's a little bit of reading here. There's a lawyer that comes to Jesus with a question. Verse 34, but when the Pharisees had heard that he, Jesus, had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now look how important this great commandment is. Look how important it is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. He said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Isn't that amazing? There is a lot of laws given in the Old Testament, weren't there? And what did all of these laws start with? What was the first laws? Let me say it a little different. What was the first 10? It was 10 commandments, right? Okay, so he said the first and great commandment. How many of you know the 10 commandments pretty well? Walker, go over to Exodus, the 20th chapter. What would, name some of these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness. What else? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
No other gods before me. Honor the Sabbath.
Jen said, no other gods before me. Julie said, honor the Sabbath.
Honor thy mother and father.
Honor thy mother and father that thy days may be long on earth. So there's 10 of them, right? But what's the first one? Jesus said right here, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul and all thy strength. Jim, what did you say the first commandment is?
No other gods before.
Well, hang on a second. How does that work? Shouldn't it say the first commandment is to love God? Or what about? No, it doesn't. Walker's getting ready to read it. It's what you said, but it does.
But it does.
How?
That's how you put no other gods first.
By not putting another individual, another entity, deity, anything you want to say, person, in front of God, you're loving God. So you'll have no other gods before me. If you can do that, are you keeping the first and great commandment? So it doesn't say it like Jesus did, but it is the same thing, right, Jennifer? Go ahead, Walker. There's 10 of them there, right?
Yeah.
Just read us. No, I want you to read the first one.
Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Keep going a little bit more.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth.
Okay, so listen, no other image. Now, when it says that, most of the time we think of statues, right? You can't worship Buddha. You can't worship these statues. There were times in the scripture where they worshiped the god Ashtaroth, which was like a palm tree or a totem pole. But it says no other image. How many of you in this room here today have an image? Huh. So you're not supposed to put any other image before God? Wait a minute. Shirley's not supposed to put Bill before God? Carrie's not supposed to put Tristan before God? Tim's not supposed to put Jen before God? What about your children? Huh? They're innocent. They're special. They're your babies. They're your sons and your daughters. You're not supposed to put them before God? You know what we're going to see in this lesson here today? I know at least twice in the book of John, I believe it's 1 John, it says that He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God says he loves us, but more than saying he loved individuals, he shows it. Indeed, he does things. What's one of the most famous scriptures in the Bible that we see at the football games and the baseball games? People paint it on their face or even get tattoos. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. Hold on a second. God is love in action. How's that? The actions God performs shows you he loves you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God doesn't just do like we do at times, Walker. And Walker and I talked about this. When I leave to go somewhere in the morning, if I see Christy, I'll say, I'm going to go to the gym. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Walker, do you do that with Brittany? Brittany, do you do that back with Walker? Do you mean it? Do you show it? All right. Then you mean it. All right. That is good. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Remember how important this love is. That all the law and the prophets hang on two commandments, and that is to love. We'll go to 1 Corinthians. Actually, you know what I want to do? I want to go to the 12th chapter, the very end of the chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to go to the last few verses. Let's do 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. These are all gifts that are in the church. Now watch what he asks the Apostle Paul. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? And then the last verse in this chapter, he says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. That word covet, is that desire? Is it want? Is it lust? Interesting. Paul said in his writings, I had not known lust except the law said, thou shalt not covet. Right? So he said, but covet earnestly. So not just want it, but do it earnestly, the best gifts, and show I unto you a more excellent way. Go with me to the next chapter. Here's the excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. Now, we've talked about this before. That word charity is translated from the Greek language, agape, into the English word charity, which means love. And it's actually the greatest love in the Bible. He said, if I have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So you can have what here? Understanding. You can know the mysteries. You can have all knowledge, all faith. That's not some either. Their word's all is in there. Even to the point where I could remove mountains and have not this love, he said, I am nothing. Interesting enough. Like I said, the scripture says God is love. So is God continually working and doing what he is? Is he showing his love by his actions continually? When he chose Israel, why did he choose Israel out of all the other nations, over the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Hittites, all of them? He set his love on them. But he made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the genealogy went all the way back, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel. That's how we know, after he wrestled with the angel of the Lord, that's how we know Israel is God's chosen people. Was it you, Jen, or somebody in the church thought Israel was just a state, didn't know it was the name of God's chosen people? No, you did the one that you thought Paul walked with Jesus. Somebody was telling me, so there is a state, a country called Israel, but it was also God's chosen people. He said in, I believe it's Deuteronomy 7:7, that I didn't set my love on you because you are greater and more multitude than all the people. You're the fewest of the people. But why did he set his love upon Israel, make them his chosen people to be who they were, to call them out of a whole world? Why did he do it? Because of promise. He made a promise to a man named Abraham, Daryl, and it came all the way down his genealogy, through his seed line. And God loved his chosen. Are you chosen of God here today? You know, one time Jesus told the disciples, what is this, Daryl? John 15:16. He said, but you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask of my Father in his name, he may give it to you. So when God chooses you, why does he choose you? Because he loves you, he set his love upon you, and he's made a covenant with us. He's made an agreement that you are mine. And not only you're mine, but I am yours. He makes a promise to us. Now let me keep going here. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now, I was going to ask somebody to work with me here today. Anybody want to put themselves out there and be really super embarrassed? Jen did her hand like this, and then I went on with the super embarrassed thing, and it kind of, she's still, yeah, she's out. I'm done. I needed to listen to the rest of what the contingencies were, huh? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a little exercise with you here today. And I won't use any of your names. I'm going to use my wife's name. Daryl, do you know why I would use Christy's name?
I have no idea.
Because you were going to name her Charity before she was born. Is this the truth?
Yeah.
Daryl wanted to name Christy Charity. Love. Right? But the exercise for you here today is I'm going to say Christy, and you replace what I say with your name. Let's see how you line up here today, okay? Christy suffereth long. Boy, God knows that. Huh? Living with me. There's a point in here where it says what love is. Obviously, it's going to be Charity, and I'm going to say Christy. But you let me know when you hear it, okay? I'm going to start over. Christy suffereth long and is kind. That's what love is. Love is kind. I'm going to tell you something. We live in a world that can sure use a whole lot more kindness bestowed to one another. You know that? Where we could maybe swallow our pride and our anger and our frustrations and just be kind one to another. I realize today why Julie's our greeter and not Sharon. I was in my truck reading the scriptures. Madison comes walking up. Sharon's out there in a short sleeve shirt. Madison says, Sharon, are you cold? She said, nah, I'm not cold. I'm too angry to be cold. She went on to say, yeah, I'm just cold-blooded. If I tell the truth, Madison? So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to pray for Sharon just a little bit here. And you were joking, right, Sharon? You're actually a very kind person. Christy suffereth long and is kind. Christy envieth not. Christy vaunteth not itself. is not puffed up, doth not behave herself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Christy never fails. How many of you can line up with charity? That's a tall road to haul, huh? So when we look at God, he doesn't come to you and say to you all the time, I love you. But what does he do to show you? Talk to me. How has God shown any of you, some of you, one of you to start with, how he loves you? Daryl, here, let me get Jim to give you that microphone. We're going to give you guys a chance to minister here a little bit.
He speaks to us the word of life.
He speaks the word of life. I love that. That's good. So, Daryl, you're saying he gives you himself because in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, right?
Absolutely.
Jim, give that to somebody else that wants to show me how God has showed them. Walker was closer to you.
He's got a big
glass. Okay. You're right, Jim. Walker's got his own. Merle, Carrie? Carrie's about to bite through her lip.
God has shown me that he loved me by allowing me to live 93 years to hear a truth.
Wow.
There's not any love beyond that.
I called Merle yesterday and was talking to her, shared some stuff about a conversation we had the last time we talked, and that's exactly what she told me, the very testimony she gave you here today. God has allowed me to live 93 years to hear this truth, and she is thankful. That's awesome, Merle.
When I have thoughts, maybe like Sharon, where frustration grows, God reminds me that he's my peace and to trust him. It just brings me back into that thought.
Very good. You know what's neat about what Carrie said? Do you remember what we taught last week? We talked about trust. And I asked you, how do you know that you trust God, have trusted God, or is going to trust God? Who knows the answer? You guys forgot from 1 week? Jennifer? You follow. You know you trust God because you follow. How do you know that you love God? And will I say it? Oh, hold on. We already been talking about this. I feel it. I feel it in my heart. Those are both good. I love it. You tell God you love him. Like I said, nobody does that more than I do. You feel it in your heart that you love God. Is there something beyond that? Tristan, did you want that microphone? Don't tell me because he gave you Carrie for your wife either.
Actually, I had my hand up before she did.
Yeah, I know.
He gave us sent preachers.
Sent ministers, preachers.
And he's given us the opportunity to hear that. That's awesome.
All right, I'll get you a Christmas present this year. Sent preachers, he said. Jennifer Green. Oh, Walker. Your dad's directed this. He's orchestrating. You better do what he says.
I'd say even when I have come to God in a wrong intent and thought, he suffered it and was very patient and was correcting me in it, you know?
Correction. God chastens the son that he loves. We know that it says that. Walker's smart. He is a smart individual. He used a word that came straight from the context of what we read. The Lord suffers. Doesn't charity suffereth long? Envieth not? It's not jealous, is it? So do you think that God or love puts other individuals in front of themselves to show the love? I think Jesus was a great example of that, wasn't he? To give his life, lay down his life. See, there, The scripture says there's no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, when you're at home and you're working with one another, and you know, the holidays, they can be stressful. You could even get frustrated. The lines, just everything. Remember the love of God. Remember to be kind to one another. Remember to suffer these things and maybe put yourself aside for a little bit and put somebody else out there in the front. Be there for them. What do you think? Could that be a manifestation of the love that you have in your heart for God? Who's next? Julie.
Well, he's proven to me that he loves me because he reminds me I'm forgiven. Every day I've been forgiven, and he's loved me by bringing the fresh word of God every week, always just reminding
me. She said she gets fresh word of God every week. He's reminded her that he's forgiven her. That is so true. Daryl, doesn't the scripture say that love covers a multitude of sins? So, Julie, when he forgave you, he showed you he loved you? All right, that's good. Here's the next round of questions. Having a great time with these questions today. Walker, God showed you he loved you because he suffered these things. Julie, because he forgave you, right? But let's flip it around. How have you shown God you love him? The same hands are going up. Go ahead, Julie. You're right there.
Well, we brought it out because we're following the Lord.
That's trusting.
Oh, that's trusting. Because
that could be a part of loving too, huh?
Yeah, you tricked me up on that one.
I tricked you. Listen to this, folks, real quick. We'll let some more of you answer. John 14:15. This is Jesus himself. This is a very small scripture, but super powerful. If you love me, keep my commandments. Listen, I can't stop there. This comes with a promise. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that you may abide with him forever. Now, Daryl, he's talking to the apostles right here specifically, but do you think that promise is for us? To as many as the Lord our God shall call, I do too. So when you love God, does that set you up to receive the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth? So how do you know that you're showing God you love him? You say, well, I keep the commandments. Shirley, did you know just by you being here today is keeping a commandment? Walker, find me the scripture in Hebrews that says, neglect not the gathering yourself together and so much more as you see the day approach. Is that a commandment? So when we come together in fellowship, we come together and gather in the name of the Lord, are you telling God, I love you? Huh? Come on. How else? If you're keeping the commandments, does the scriptures tell you to pray? Every time you pray, as long as you're not praying selfishly, or like James says, praying amiss, are you letting God know, I'm doing everything I can to keep your commandments? So you're here today. You're giving him all your heart. What other commandments would there be? Sharon? Hold on one second. If it's like 4 or 5 words, I can repeat it. But if not, he's got to get you that microphone.
Okay. I think it's love thy neighbor as thyself, the least of these, my brethren. But I was thinking yesterday when I was in line, kind of what we were talking about there, you were talking about there, but this little old lady, she was an elderly woman. I won't say a little old lady, but she was an elderly woman, very kind person. And someone was rushing her, and the person behind me went and defended her. Like, be kind to her. She was just a nice little old lady, but anyway, you were talking about being kind to during this time of season, and it's a love thy neighbor as thyself, or loving the least of one of these, my brethren.
Kind is what you were after, right? Being kind. You know, it's funny, I was at the gym the other day. Daryl, believe it or not, I got a phone call from my wife. She told me, I just about got in a fist fight right now. Did we use Christy's name here in 1 Corinthians 13? Daryl, she said, I just about beat this woman up right now. Michelle, I said to her, "What are you talking about? You can't fight? You couldn't fight your way out of a wet paper bag. What are you talking about? You were fighting a Madison could fight." Back in high school, this highway patrolman's son thought he'd be smart and grab Madison by the throat, put her against the wall. Pop! Right in the mouth. Helicopter pilot for the CHP, you might know who he is now. Madison bloodied his nose, messed him up. I got a hold of Dad. We had to have a conversation. Your son laid his hands on my daughter. And he promised me he'd handle that boy. I said, Matt, you already did. Yeah, but listen, I mean, it was serious business with Christy. This elderly lady cut in line in front of her. I said, baby, you got to settle down. You got to chill out a little bit. She said, but even the young man, maybe her grandson or someone that's with her, told the older lady she was wrong. I said, okay, we'll leave that just right there. But there's still, we just don't, Michelle, you and I, we got that road rage, huh? That's why I've got to erase the recordings in my truck every once in a while. Both my truck has a recording and my Tesla. Sometimes that road rage will get to you, huh? Well, people don't know how to drive. Right, Michelle? I will say I'm pretty sure that Michelle's worse than I am. And she has a concealed weapon permit, too. All right, let's get back to it. If you love me, keep my commandments. How else would we show what other commandments do you keep to show you love the Lord?
Tithing.
Tithing, you pay your tithes. Is that a commandment? But most people say, Carrie, that's only the Old Testament. Jesus said you tithe mint and anise. He said these things you ought to have done, but not left these other weightier matters undone, like judgment and the love of God. So yeah, you're right. What else?
Pray.
Pray. Oh, Walker, read the scripture. I want everybody to hear this.
Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
Now that was a lot there. Start from the beginning again, because the first thing you said was a commandment. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Are you holding fast, folks, to every word that God's given to you? Keep going, Walker.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Are you considering and provoking one another to good works? Keep going.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves
together.
That's
the one I got. Do you realize, folks, that you are showing God you love him by being here today? You said, I'm going to gather together so much more as I even see the day approaching. So we don't just, Nathan, say I love you. We do. We don't just love in tongue and in word, but in deed and in truth. Man, God does a lot of things in truth, doesn't he? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you're keeping the commandments, are you worshiping in that truth? Listen to what Jesus said here in John 14. This is the same chapter, a little bit bigger scripture. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Whoa, hold on a second. You guys told me a bunch of ways that you were showing God you love him. When you did Jesus just say his Father will love you back? And my Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him. Wow, that's pretty powerful. He'll join you, as he prayed in John 17 about those apostles. Father, as we are one, let them be one with us. Anybody else with the commandments? How have you shown God? Daryl's there. Hand it to Dathan on your way to Daryl.
I think it's part just answering that call. Like Christy got mad in the store at that lady, but she didn't react on it. She she decided that she was going to follow God and do the right thing. I see the same thing at work sometimes. I get pretty upset with employees, but at the end of the day, I always try to apologize because I know it's the right thing to do, and you gotta right your wrongs when you can and trust in the Lord. You hear that call to say, like, I get mad with Madison, but at the end of the day, I try to say I love you and make it all right because that's what the Lord would want us to do.
Did you hear what he said? At the end of the day, I say I love you, but then I do. I also try to make a wrong right. Isn't that what you said, Dathan? And then you praise Christy a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that T-shirt you got her? Listen to this.
My son-in-law's my favorite child.
Dan got Christy a shirt. She wears it. My son-in-law is my favorite child. You came to Christy's rescue. Good man. Good man. Okay, one more, Daryl.
By allowing God to bring me into that 1 Corinthians 13 to manifest all of that.
What a perfect way to end this. You mean, Daryl, you can covet earnestly the best gifts, but then you're going to let him show you a more excellent way. And that more excellent way is love, which is kind, that suffers and envies not, does all those things. And the greatest of all, it says that love never fails. Amen? Okay. So we said pretty much everybody here says that they love one another. You know, when we leave, are leaving comments to one another is, I love you, right? So we love God by keeping his commandments. And in Exodus 6 and 4, because it does say it, Jen, it's a commandment, but it's not per se the Ten Commandments. It says, hear ye, O Israel, to love the Lord thy God. With all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul and all thy strength. That is our first commandment. That is the first and great commandment, to love God. Amen?